Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I've been doing a Bible study on the book of Proverbs, just trying to gain some wisdom. And this verse jumped out at me. And when I researched it, I thought, oh, I got to share that with you, my audience out there. Proverbs 3:31-32 says, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways, for the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous." Well, that's the word that jumped out at me, secret. His secret is with the righteous. And I thought, what is secret? What's God talking about there? Well, Matthew Henry commentary explained verse 32. It said, "The righteous therefore have no reason to envy sinners, for they have his secret with them. They are his favorites." Isn't it neat that the secret would be that we're God's favorites? He has that communion with them, which is a secret to the world, and in which they have a joy that a stranger does not have. He communicates them the secret tokens of his love. His covenant is with them. They know his mind and the meanings and intentions of his providence better than others can. So isn't that something? So the secret actually means familiar intimacy. Familiar intimacy. So we have a familiar intimacy with God. This Psalm 25:14, I looked up secret again. When I see a word like that, it makes me look up other things. "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." So we have such a special relationship with God, the God of the universe, because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. You know, that knowledge should be giving you goosebumps right now. We have the favor of God Almighty. Job 29:4 says, "As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." John 15:15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." So we know everything about what God wants from us because we are part of this secret, this familiar intimacy with him. Amos 3:7, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets." You know what? Isn't that just astounds me that we have that kind of a relationship with God, such a familiarity that we know the intents of his heart and he knows the intents of our heart. I got overwhelmed with that. And I thought of when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I had a friend named Susie, and you know, we sort of knew each other. We knew what each other was thinking before it even happened. We'd laugh about things and nobody had said anything, but we could look at each other and know what we were laughing about. And now I have some other friends as an adult, I have some other friends, and when I'm around them, we just click. We just know each other. We have that familiarity about each other. And I think that's what God's trying to say here, that his secrets are that familiarity that he has with us and to us. And I just thought I'd share that thought with you today because I want you to realize how special you are to our God. Wow. Today, let's enjoy that familiar intimacy with our God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.